caused flooding in the San Francisco Bay Area. Rescuers are racing to find survivors of a cyclone that hit the French territory of Mayotte. The storm damaged the island's airport and cut off power, water, and communications. Thousands could be dead. Guy Taylor is with UNICEF and says long-term impacts could be devastating.
Cyclone Chido has made landfall as an intense tropical cyclone, bringing with it very heavy winds and rain. UNICEF is concerned about the immediate impacts of this cyclone, the loss of life, the damage to schools, to people's homes, to healthcare facilities.
Airports are getting ready for a second wave of holiday travelers, with Christmas and Hanukkah just over a week away. Our senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has that.
Atlanta area high school teacher Jojo De Guzman is heading to Prague and Austria during the upcoming holidays, a trip he's been planning for months.
I go search for the best flights, the best rates in hotels.
De Guzman will be among the record-setting 119.3 million AAA expects to travel between next Saturday and New Year's Day.
Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the shooting of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is getting some support online, and officials are worried that could lead to copycat attacks. CBS's Anna Schechter says there's been a spate of threats in the wake of the shooting.
The Altoona Police Department received death threats, as did the McDonald's and the workers there who reported him and called 911. There have also been just general concern about the safety of CEOs and executive teams of other corporations in the healthcare space.
Pet stores in New York State are no longer allowed to sell dogs, cats, or rabbits. Home breeders are exempt from the retail sale ban, which went into effect on Sunday. New York is not the first to ban retail pet sales. California did it in 2017, but is now dealing with a puppy mill black market, with the Better Business Bureau reporting a surge in online pet scams. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Turning surrendered firearms into garden tools. CBS News Boston's Mike Sullivan from Waltham, Massachusetts.
The Guns to Gardens movement got started about 10 years ago in the wake of Sandy Hook massacre by a couple of blacksmith/faith leaders in Colorado.
Their craft, turning surrendered firearms into garden tools.
The police detectives unload them, make sure they're safe. Metal workers at City Welding Worcester disable the weapons.
The markings may still be there.
Read instruction book.
But the purpose has changed.
Our garden tools are being used right now at the youth garden in Worcester.
How cathartic is smashing the metal? I feel like that's
so cathartic.
So much stress.
So some of the people in the Guns and Gardens network around the country do this as a community thing.
They invite neighbors to join in to feel the release.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Drizzle and fog tonight, a low around 39. Some drizzle and fog for Monday. Otherwise, clouds in 48. It'll be a little breezy out of the west. Breezy Monday night, a low of 31. Clouds in 41 on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 35. Right now, 40 degrees.
WRJN. Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro. Watch it now.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah, Brandon used to closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Thank you.
local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So with an old friend I know, say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears on me, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go
with you. Give me
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, till the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La la la.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Right above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
I'm
on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no.
I love you,
oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
Only the lonely.
Love you. Oh, love it, I think. And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Police in Charlotte Harbor, Florida, are mourning a fallen fellow officer. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Department says Deputy Elio Diaz died when a man he pulled over shot and killed him with a rifle last night. Sheriff Bill Premel.
I want you guys to please keep Elio and his family in your thoughts and prayers, especially during this time of year.
He calls Diaz a good family man and a really great cop. The suspect was shot and killed by officers after a brief manhunt. The federal government is now investigating a mystery in the skies over New York, New Jersey, and other East Coast states. CBS's Chanel Call.
In a statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State and is also asking Congress to pass a bill that she says would strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give more authority to state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity.
And the public has flooded the FBI with thousands of tips about those sightings.